My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Boyle gets behind the center. Jarrett Patterson takes a knee. And the preseason is over. The Texans conclude it by beating the Rams 17-15. The opener 2 weeks away. Bring on Indy. Road tilt. To start the 2024 campaign, Texans will wind it down to 53 men by Tuesday, and they wrap it up strong with a 2-point win over the Rams today.
You can hear the pep in Mark Vandermeer's step, man. He's ready for Indy. He hates Indy. He hates Indy.
I think he called Indy roadkill.
He said roadkill. He said road tilt, but it is more fun to think roadkill.
I like to think you were going on the road and we're about to mow down Indy.
Yes.
Roadkill.
Like a squirrel.
Yeah, like a flattened, just a bunch of tire tracks over all those clowns.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you can hear the pep and Vandy step there. Mark Vandermeer on the call on Saturday. Well, 17,
it would be fitting. I feel like 25% of the population of Indiana looks at roadkill as a delicacy.
So yes.
We'd be feeding the, just one of the many more charitable works that the McNair family does is feeding the people of Indiana with roadkill.
Right. 25% of the population sees it as a compliment. Like, thanks. Yeah, roadkill.
One was killed by a diesel, I think. I think a hint of, oh.
The caviar of roadkill. How are you?
It's less than 3 days old.
It's still fresh.
Weirdos up there.
How you feeling, man? How you doing?
I feel good. I've got a little bit of angst about these cuts that are coming up. I did a little exercise yesterday where I went through and this has been a very competitive training camp, but I think a lot of it's been concentrated mostly at places like the running back position, the wide receiver position. Mm-hmm. There are some other positions on the team where, after going through all of the potential cuts, I realize, all right, man, you know what? We're not actually as deep as I'd like it to be. I had zero emotional attachment to any of the potential interior offensive line or offensive tackle cuts. Yep. The linebackers, I think, I wish I'd been a little bit more miserable about potential cuts there. So there's some positions that are very hotly contested, and then there's others where I think we might be looking to somebody outside the team as a backup in some of those spots.
I got my 53 right here that I did yesterday for the podcast, for the Utopia podcast. Mm-hmm. Drew it up on the back of a cocktail napkin / piece of paper here. And corner was the one where I'm like, ooh, wow. It drops off quick after Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter. And B, I can really see why they're throwing Jalen Petrie at slot corner. It's not just that's where Petrie might be best suited. Like, I don't know that he's... I don't know how good the solutions are at corner right now.
Well, yeah, I don't know, though, too. I think part of that is that, for one, you know, PJ's more of a hybrid linebacker slash safety than he is a safety slash cornerback. I'm okay with Dez King or Miles Bryant if they end up being the slot corner. But I think, like, Dez didn't help himself at all with that muffed punt or that missed tackle in the game the other day. I think those guys are in competition there. But just overall depth, yeah, if you're gonna keep six cornerbacks or so, there's not anybody you get really genuinely excited about.
No, I had five corners and five safeties on mine just because I think Petrie, I have Petrie listed as a safety. He's sort of like, it's like 5.5 and 4.5. You know what I mean? So I won't go through my whole 53 because I think once you and I get done doing these couple of hours of radio, we'll have fleshed out a lot of where we feel on these things, Seth. And again, the Texans do win that game 17-15 if you care about the final score. I think the biggest storyline to me, and you touched on it, is the running back position. And we said on Thursday and Friday last week, like, the possibilities of what could happen with Damian Pierce on Saturday ranged from doesn't play at all in street clothes alongside other guys who have earned starting roles on this team. It still feels like Damian has work to do that, or he plays the whole first half and gets as many touches as Cam Akers ends up getting in the game. Akers had 10 touches in the game and was still in the fourth quarter returning kicks.
That's what was really interesting about it is that, man, I felt like the running backs, you could see where, you know, Nick Caserio had said on the Pat McAfee show that there were probably five or so guys where it was really a real competition going into that last game. And if you look at the way they handled the running backs, every one of them was a target in the passing game.
Yep.
You saw British Brooks used as a fullback. You saw, as you mentioned, Cam Akers being used throughout the entire game. I think they really wanted to get a feel for all of this. And I think a couple of things might have come from it. If I watched that game and I was genuinely trying to make a decision, then Cam Akers is on this team.
Gotta be, right?
I mean, he checked all the boxes in terms of things you want to see. That one cutback against the grain on a zone run, which he did last week as well. He was used as a receiver. And then he, who may have been the smallest running back out there other than maybe J.J. Taylor, was probably the most physical guy on the field.
Yeah.
I mean, he trucked Jason Taylor III, I have no idea if he's related to Jason Taylor, the Dolphin, on the sideline. When he was going out, every chance he had for contact, he lowered his shoulder and went after it. Like, he was trying to prove something. And, and then that spin move, that 3.5 spin moves, which, Sean, I know from the Olympics that move gets named after him now.
It's an Akers?
It's an Akers 1, yes.
And he did not have the twisties. At all. He was all about spinning and spinning and spinning. That was a fourth down play, too. I know it's a preseason game, but you're playing it like it's a real game. That was 4th and 3, had to have it. Catches the ball, dismisses the first guy with a nice little juke, and then spins. We'll play the audio from all this a little bit later. This is my big question with Cam Akers. If he's not on the team, why the hell did you bring him in the first place?
I know, because this is exactly what you would... what did I call it? I called it an experiment, because he's coming off of a second Achilles tendon tear. I cautioned everybody, you know, look, he's coming off a second Achilles tendon tear. He wasn't really that good after the first one. And so it's an experiment. It's a cheap experiment, and they'll see. Maybe there's upside there. And I feel like every reason I was skeptical, and I still would be just because of, you know, injury history
Sure.
But as far as the guy on the field, from the moment he showed up, there hasn't been a single moment where I've thought that guy looks like he's recovering from an Achilles tendon tear. If you had asked me, if I knew nothing about the Texans and I went out to that game on Saturday and you said, hey, try to pick out the guy who had an Achilles tendon tear 9 months ago, Cam Akers would have been dead last. He would have been the last guy that I thought. Well, certainly not the little guy that's pulling off a, what does that end up being, a 1050 or whatever?
Exactly.
When he's spinning or trucking guys on the sideline or cutting back against the grain. So I'm all on board the Cam Akers train right now. I don't think that means that he's going to lead the league in rushing or anything, but he provides something that I haven't seen the other running backs on this roster in the preseason provide.
I'll be legitimately disappointed if he's not on the team.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This was D'Amico Ryans on Saturday after the game. Very first question right out of the chute, he was asked, why didn't Dameon Pierce play in this game?
I didn't play Dameon because I've seen enough from Dameon in practice and everything, so I've had a good look at Dameon.
All right, so no effusive praise, not a long answer, short answer.
Yeah,
you've pointed out that there could be two reasons for it. He could have made the team or he could be on the trading block, one or the other.
Funny that D'Amico gave that answer, and I think there's a lot of people are having a very polarizing response to it, too. Some people, like I did a live stream about this, and some people said, Seth, you silly fool. You might be pretty, but you ain't so smart. Obviously, they're planning on trading him the way he gave that answer. He said, we've seen all we need to see from him. But I think it's a little bit more complicated than that. In normal, if it were other coaches, I might say that. If it was another situation, that would be my first reaction too. But I think this team last year stuck with Dameon for far too long at the beginning of the season, waiting for it to click. And D'Amico and others have been effusive in their praise about how Dameon looks in practice. And it just makes me nervous that maybe D'Amico and Nick have a blind spot for Dameon Pierce. I could understand having a blind spot for him because you absolutely love everything about the kid except for the way he's currently running the football, whether it's good blocking or bad. I'd asked him earlier in the week what Damian's biggest obstacle was, and, I mean, D'Amico said bad blocking. Like, he hasn't had good blocking. Now, this is a guy that, remember, D'Amico very rarely criticizes players in press conferences, and he threw the whole line under the bus in that instance.
At the expense of Pierce, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I feel like that's what makes me nervous, that they are just emotionally invested in Dameon Pierce and it's clouding their judgment. I get the contention that that was just coach speak and they're planning on trading him. I hope that's what they're doing, but I just don't know.
Let's compare. We just heard the answer, very short answer about why Dameon didn't play. Here was D'Amico Ryans after the game on the performance of Cam Akers.
Cam has done a really nice job since we got him late there in training camp, but he's stepped in, he's done a really nice job, and there's everyone sees, like, when he gets the ball in his hands in the games, he's able to make defenders miss, and he's able to continue to press forward and make plays. So exciting, right? And it's tough, right? And it's also, I love that it's tough to make these decisions because that means you have a good football team. And when it's not just set, you know, you still have decisions to make. That's how it should be.
Okay, I don't like that last part. Okay, let me be clear. I don't like him I didn't hear the whole question. So maybe the question also had to do with tough cuts at the end, and that's why he's bringing that up. I feel like just the answer in a vacuum, the very end there is when, you know, your parents are preparing you that you're not getting that air hockey table for Christmas, you know?
Yes.
Right? So that part worries me a little bit. I will say this. And we'll know more in the next 24 to 36 hours. It's three, whatever, however many hours. It's 3:00 tomorrow is the deadline to make these cuts. This Dameon Pierce thing, and I can't believe I'm saying this about Dameon Pierce because he's so popular and he's a great dude. But if this turns into Dameon Pierce making the team and Cam Akers not making the team, this has the potential to be kind of the first thing that the fan base gets legitimately upset at D'Amico Ryans about.
Right. You know what I mean? I think it's my first, it's our first fight, I think.
Yeah,
it's a,
yeah.
How strong is our relationship? We have to see if it can withstand our first fight. And I, there's kind of a baseball feel to this too. Almost like a Kyle Tucker, like, come on. Why are you guys so in love with Kyle Tucker? What are you even doing? I would imagine that 90% of the people who said that right now have actively denied that in their brain.
Oh,
they don't even remember that there was a time when we were kind of, that people were disgusted that they were, that Kyle Tucker was untouchable.
Trade him.
So, I mean, that's the other avenue you have to keep open is like, all right, man, maybe they're just, maybe they just know and believe, and somehow it will click at some point. But it's hard. It's hard.
It is. It is. All right, we're off and running on a Reaction Monday. We are under 2 weeks away from the start of the season. Cannot get here soon enough. Texans win on Saturday against the Rams, and now it's cutdown time. I would imagine we're going to start hearing about some of these cuts today. D'Amico Ryans meets with the media at 9 o'clock today, so maybe they start trickling out after that. So we'll see, but we'll keep it tuned here to Sports Radio 610. We'll have them all as they're happening here over the next couple of days leading up to the 53-man roster deadline tomorrow at 3 o'clock. The Astros, they had a weekend. They get a split in Baltimore. Is it a split that we feel good about because it's against a good team, or is it an opportunity that was missed? We will discuss that coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.